Okay, so let's begin with a cleansing breath. Inhale and hold deep in the abdomen. Imagine or feel the mind is one with the breath and energy deep in the lower abdomen while you hold. Letting a sense of being grounded there emerge and release. With a sense of releasing all the tension and anxiety and worry, you inhale. And release. And inhale. And release. And inhale. And release. Now imagine the Buddha before you in whatever form is intimate for you, Shakyamuni or Tara, Avalokiteshvara, or your own form of deepest spiritual benefactor. But do pick one. All radiant with the qualities of awakening. Communing with the Buddha, resonating, feeling connected. Understanding that the Buddha imaged before you is one with Shakyamuni Buddha, is one with all who have awakened before you through all the generations, including your own teachers. That Buddha before you is one with them all in their actualized Buddha nature. And is one with your own deepest nature, your Buddha nature. Your deepest self, as it were. You are communing with your deepest self. And sensing that, let a strong wish arise to be completely offered up to your deepest nature. To be completely offered up, so completely, to what the Buddha before you embodies. That you would become completely one with the Buddha. Completely one with your deepest spiritual nature. So this is the fuel of the practice. It's very important to engage it. Let the, to whatever extent is possible for you right now, let the strong, very, very, your strongest, most sincere wish to be completely offered up to your deepest nature, to be offered up to the Buddha before you, who is embodying that nature. Such a strong wish to be offered up. A deep urge to be completely one with, reunified with the Buddha. And let that strong, sincere wish to be offered up, totally offered up, just naturally, spontaneously manifest as radiance from your heart, a rainbow radiance of offering, of being offered up. A rainbow radiance from the heart of offering everything up to the Buddha, your whole being. And imagine that rainbow radiance from the heart transforms into beautiful, luminous offerings of all the senses, the most beautiful sights, whatever you think of as most beautiful, luminous, beautiful, radiant forests or streams or pastures or mountains or snow peaks or radiant Times Square at Christmas time. Whatever is most beautiful sights to you. The rainbow light from your heart becomes those most beautiful visions, totally offered up to the Buddha that embodies your deepest nature before you and absorbed into her or him. The rainbow light becomes the most beautiful sounds, whatever is most beautiful to you that occurs to you. Could be the most beautiful music or sounds of the sweetest voices or wind, whatever it is for you. All becomes rainbow light offering to the Buddha. And all the other senses, the most beautiful smells or scents, tastes, foods, drinks, touchables, and touch. All rainbow light offering from the heart. And you can imagine this radiant offering of all the senses filling all of space, filling the whole world or the whole universe. With offerings all made of rainbow radiance. All offered and received into the Buddha before you. So just turning the mind to one sense modality for a little while after another. Filling the whole world or universe with offerings of that sense as rainbow radiance. not struggling with it too hard, just imagining it's happening. All the most beautiful things you can imagine. Rainbow offering. And totally absorbed into and received by the Buddha before you. Accepted into your deepest nature. And now turning attention to all that I think of as my possessions becomes rainbow offering from the heart to the Buddha. So methodically we can review my room, my place here in the retreat, my cushion, and so forth. But also now thinking of our life in our home, my furniture, my home, my apartment, my house. If there's a car, my car. My yard, my walkway. My equipment, my clothing. Thinking of each thing that I think of as mine, as soon as I think of it, it's rainbow light offering to the Buddha. My work, everything related to anything I think of as my work, my project. All the physical objects, all the connections, all the ideas, all become rainbow offering as soon as I think of them. My accounts, my family, all become rainbow light offering, totally offered up and given over to the Buddha, not mine. So methodically reviewing everything I think of as mine. And as I think of it, it becomes rainbow light offering. Totally given over to the Buddha. With a kind of relief to not experience it as mine, but as offered to the Buddha. My friends. Rainbow offering, not mine. All of my relationships, even as I think of any of them, become rainbow light offering. Continuing to commune with the Buddha before you as you recall this urge to be completely offered up to your Buddha nature, to the Buddha. and thinking of all the elements of your spiritual practice or Dharma practice, every aspect of it, material, immaterial, study, reflection, deepening, any experiences, any realizations, all rainbow offering, totally offered up, not mine. My body, offered as rainbow light to the Buddha, totally given over, not mine. My life. Rainbow offering. Just immense rainbow light from the heart, expressing this urge to be offered up. All joyfully received and absorbed by the Buddha before you. Perhaps to the Buddha's great relief, you're finally offering it up. And that was the outer part of the offering. And now turning to the inner part of the offering. Now recall your most familiar emotions one at a time. Emotions that you've felt commonly or recently, such as a fear or a desire or longing, or a feeling of self-doubt or hopelessness or despair, or a feeling of anger, or lust, or pride, whatever feelings are really familiar to you, just one at a time, think of one. And as you think of it, really doing that now, think of that feeling, you can bring the situation to mind enough to feel it. And now let the object of the emotion and your image of yourself within the emotional feeling become spontaneous rainbow radiance from the heart, totally offered up to the Buddha. And can then also, one at a time, just think of another feeling. Try to really inhabit the feeling a little bit, momentarily. Such as it could be fear or anger or desire, or intense desire or lust or longing or despair, whatever you've been feeling. Really inhabit it for a moment. Feel what it feels like. And then let the object of the feeling, the emotion, and the image of yourself within that emotion just become rainbow light. Or if there isn't a clear object, just let the atmosphere, the sense of your world within that emotion and your sense of yourself within it, just become rainbow light, completely offered up. And then another emotion, just as you think of it and bring it to mind and feel it. Let its object or the world of it, as you feel it, the sense of yourself within the feeling, the emotion, thus becomes rainbow light offering. Completely offered up to the Buddha. And now whatever feelings you're feeling right now, even as they come up, positive or difficult, even as our feelings or emotional feelings are arising, feeling a little confused or lost, feeling a little anxious, feeling happy, feeling joyful, feeling a little despair, feeling a little resistance, whatever is coming up, whatever emotional feeling, even as it's arising, the object or gestalt, the sense of the world within that feeling, sense of yourself in the feeling, all become rainbow light, totally offered to the Buddha. And now, even just more broadly and basically, whatever thoughts are arising, feelings, cognitions, labels, perceptions, even as they arise, become rainbow, radiance, offering from the heart. Offered spontaneously to the Buddha. Thoughts, feelings, perceptions, sensations, any patterns of resistance, even as they're arising, are the rainbow light offering. Totally offer to the Buddha. And now, having offered so profoundly and inclusively all aspects of your being to the Buddha, to the deep nature, and now receive the blessing of the Buddha. Imagine the Buddha gazing with love into the depths of your being to which you've offered all with compassion, into the patterns of your suffering, and into the space of freedom in and through them. And just receive the Buddha's loving, compassionate, and liberating energy into your whole being, your whole body and mind. Dayata hum muni muni mauni. That's opening, accepting, allowing. Dayata hum muni muni mauni. Receiving the Buddha's loving, liberating energy into your whole being. Daya da muni muni ma munaye so. Daya da muni muni ma. Receiving that loving energy into every cell. Dhyana muni muni ma muni. Into every channel of subtle energy. Dhyana muni muni ma. Receiving that compassionate, liberating energy into your whole mind. Dayana om muni muni mahamunaye so. Dayana om muni muni mahamunaye. Just opening, allowing, accepting. Dhyana om muni muni mauni no. Dhyana om muni muni mauni. And now just merging into oneness with the Buddha in that radiant energy. Dayata om muni muni ma muni. Merging into complete oneness with the Buddha. Dayata om muni muni ma. Letting mind and body just fall completely open into oneness. Dayana om muni muni mauni. Dayana om muni muni opening into the deep wisdom of allowing, accepting, letting all be. So, merging with the wisdom mind of the Buddha, infinite expanse of openness and awareness. Dayana muni muni ma no. Dayana muni muni ma munaye so. just letting this expanse of awareness and inner space, just letting that inner space become you, be you. Just being the inner space in which all the patterns of thought and feeling unwind of themselves. Letting all the phenomena of experience, sensed as insubstantial radiance, self-arise and self-dissolve in this basic space. All phenomena of experience, self-offered to their own luminous emptiness. Like ripples on water, just being the inner space into which all the phenomena of experience offer themselves like ripples on water.